More women and the care of their pregnancies will be moved from Ballinasloe to other hospitals after a review into some births at the hospital. External experts looked at why significantly more babies were delivered at Port Iuncula University Hospital with reduced blood flow to their brains than other hospitals here and abroad, and found a repeat of problems identified in a bigger review of problem births and deaths at the hospital 7 years ago. High-risk pregnancies had already been moved out of the hospital, and now more will be moved. The report also says that similar problems could arise in other small hospitals and strongly recommends that maternity services across the country are reviewed. We'll be speaking to the clinical director in Galway later in the programme, but first let's speak to Dr. Evelyn Parsons, former GP and community medical doctor, who's now an independent councillor in the Ballinasloe Municipal District. She's also a full-time public representative. Dr. Parsons, good morning. Thanks for taking our call today.
Good morning, Gavin, and thank you for having me on, and hello to your listeners. Thank you for having me on this morning to talk about this very disturbing news that we've got yesterday. With regard to a further erosion of services here in Port Iuncula University Hospital.
You say it's disturbing that it's an erosion of services. Are you disturbed by the findings in the report?
Absolutely. My first thoughts are with the families who this week are getting news of their clinical reviews and findings. And obviously for many, these reports revisit some of the most difficult and painful moments of their lives, and it should have been a time of joy. And there are also people waiting to have their reviews included and concluded in this review process. And the waiting and uncertainty is also distressing for them.
What's been the reaction of people, of expectant mothers in Ballinasloe, to this report?
Yes, I've been contacted by several mothers since yesterday, since the news of this broke. And I have to say that the majority of people that have contacted me are very concerned about what is going to happen with their care. They've already had babies in Port Iuncula Hospital and wish to continue having their babies in Port Iuncula Hospital here locally, and are also afraid that services are going to be further downgraded and fear for the continuance of the unit there. And these are very real fears. The alternative of being transferred into Galway through the traffic or to other hospitals in the area is not one that sits easily with many
yes.
people.
We'll talk more about the erosion of services in a moment, but is it clear to you which pregnancies, which women are now being moved to other hospitals and which hospitals they'll go to?
Well, we were told that there would be an element of choice with regard to where women wanted to go. So that's not very clear. The preponderance of transfers look to be going to Galway University Hospital, which is part of the same governance structure. And from the point of view of risk assessing, we don't know how that system will cope with additional women. We're told that it may be up to 200 to 300 women per year. At the current figures. And that's a significant workload for any hospital to take on without, you know, the underpinning risk assessments being done.
Yes, but what's the alternative, Dr. Parsons, for those women with high-risk pregnancies or indeed any pregnancy which may become high-risk at the very end to continue to have their babies at Port Iuncula after the problems identified in this report, which were a repeat of problems identified in similar reports?
Well, let me be absolutely clear. Safety of mothers and babies must always come first. And if temporary arrangements have to be made, that is well and good. But safety does not come away long term from pulling services from local hospitals. It comes from investing properly so that the highest standards of care can be delivered close to home. What's happening here isn't a clinical solution, it's a political decision wrapped in clinical language. The problems identified are not new. They're the same issues that were raised years ago in the Walker's report in 2018. And we were told that all those recommendations were implemented. And yet, here we are again, facing the same failings. And the response now is to dilute services further, which is not acceptable.
Yes, but problems with theatre space, especially for emergency caesareans, I'm just quoting some of the instances in this report, suboptimal communication between staff and emergencies, including a bad mobile signal around the hospital, making it hard to get hold of the on-call consultant, poor communications to patients and families, heavy reliance on locum consultants, which is detrimental according to the report, lack of senior clinical leadership, delayed recognition of abnormal baby heart and movement tracing, delays in getting patients to theatre when things go wrong. The incidence of babies being delivered at Ballinasloe with reduced blood flow to their brains is already much higher, significantly higher than other maternity hospitals in the country and internationally. These are the same problems that were identified in a similar but bigger report in 2018. How is it safe for women to continue to have their babies at Port Iuncola?
These are the same issues that were identified, quite rightly, as you said, in the Walker report.
And the recommendations implemented didn't make them any better.
And the issues still remain. So were the recommendations implemented and were they monitored? Instead of resourcing the unit to meet national standards, we've been told the service can't function and that this is the result of political underinvestment and not clinical impossibility. If the political will and the proper resources were there to resource the unit properly, we would have top quality services here in Port Iuncola University Hospital, not an erosion of services.
But Dr. Parsons, just to emphasise the point, in the short term, if those problems remain, don't services have to be eroded? Don't women have to be moved to other hospitals?
In the short term, as I said, safety of women is paramount and babies, absolutely paramount. And we need to be assured that the service that is providing this upgraded service is actually a safe service also. And really, in the long term, what we want to see is a full reinstatement back here in Port Iuncola University Hospital of the full suite of services to offer mothers and babies services here locally. I mean, this area covers a wide area geographically. It covers East Galway, it covers Roscommon, it covers Westmeath, North Tipperary, Offaly, and even down to Clare. So this is a huge area to leave unattended with these services in the long term. In the short term, I accept that the safety of women is paramount and everything must be done to ensure that they have the safest, highest standard of care going through their pregnancy and deliveries. But remember, this is not just a downgrade of deliveries in Port Iuncola Hospital. It also impacts postnatal, intrapartum and antenatal services in the long term. I've been contacted by women who want to know where they will be going for their postnatal services. Will they be seen close to home in Port Iuncola? These questions have not been answered to any great degree.
Okay. Dr. Evelyn Parsons, thank you very much for speaking to us. Evelyn Parsons is an independent councillor in the Ballinasloe district. More on this story later in the programme. 19 minutes past 7.
11 minutes past 8. And as we heard earlier, pregnant mothers considered high risk are to have their antenatal care moved from Port Iuncola University Hospital to other locations. This development follows a number of reviews into maternity care at the Ballinasloe Hospital. Port Iuncola deals with around 1,400 deliveries annually, mainly from the surrounding area, but also from further a field like North Offaly, Westmeath and Roscommon. I'm joined by Dr. Pat Nash, the Regional Clinical Director, HSE West and North West, and a cardiologist at University Hospital Galway. Dr. Nash, good morning and thank you for joining us.
Good morning, Mary.
There are many questions now around whether Port Iuncola can deliver a top quality maternity service to women. But why are we here again? Why are we here again with another report identifying similar failings and making recommendations similar to what was highlighted in the 2018 review?
Yes, and it is very concerning that we're back with similar issues highlighted to what was from the Walker review in 2018. Since then, we've had an active programme of oversight and support to the unit, and there's been significant investment in the services there. And I suppose it's in early 2024, throughout 24, became apparent that there was an increase in the number of babies being sent for head cooling for hypoxic ischemic encephalopathy. And our response to that was to put an external management team in place, which has been in place since the start of the year, to provide further assurance to the women there whilst we conducted the reviews. And I suppose.
But that's my question, Dr. Nash, is about why we're back here again. You knew what was wrong, you knew what needed to be done, and yet, another review delivering largely similar results and telling you what's wrong.
Yes, and I think that's why we're going to the firstly push the two extraordinary measures of putting an external management team in place, which has been in place, and they're focused on addressing the issues in the recommendations from these five reviews, much of which was what is expected from the preliminary reviews in these cases. And in addition, now we're looking to move more of the higher risk women to Galway or to a unit of their choice. We've had a pathway in place since 2018 for the movement of very high risk women, which will be about 200 a year, whose care is transferred to Galway predominantly, where they're considered very high risk. Yeah. But in view of the ongoing concern, we're looking at other higher risk groups, and it's something we'll be working at in the coming months for a safe pathway to transfer them to.
So you did implement that recommendation about moving these high risk pregnancies. You've done that already. So are you now broadening the definition of what you're considering high risk?
Yes. We're broadening it to previously would include women with very specific obstetric histories who would be considered very high risk. We're broadening it to include older mothers, people with larger BMIs, people with medical history, and a broader group of women considered high risk.
Doesn't that cover a large number of pregnancies these days? Because women are older, having babies.
Yes, we predict it will be 200 to 300 women a year. Currently, we're expecting Port Dunclet to deliver about 1,300 babies this year, similar to last year. But it is a significant; it's probably 20 to 25% of women who would have previously delivered at Port Dunclet Hospital.
It's a huge number being moved. And Dr. Evelyn Parsons, a GP, now an independent counsellor, speaking to Gavin earlier and, you know, talking about this movement. And she wants, and she says the people of Ballinasloe and the mothers of Ballinasloe want reinstatement of a full suite of services. Now, you're telling us you'll be moving out 200 to 300 pregnancies because they're categorised as high risk. Are you giving a commitment today that you will be restoring services or increasing services or instituting a system of care that will at some point in the future be able to deal with all pregnancies, high risk or not?
Well, firstly, my overriding commitment is to ensure we have a safer service as possible for all women attending Port Dunclet Hospital. And that's the overriding thing, to provide assurance that we can stand over a safe service for the women presenting there. We are part of our management of that is the external management team that's in place, but also the movement of higher risk women. The long-term strategy at the moment is that we are moving them. We will keep it under monitoring, and as with all services, keep it under review, and we'll be guided by national guidance. There is a plan to have update the national maternity strategy, and I think we'll be inputting into that and taking any advice from that. But I suppose the overriding thing for all women, and I suppose to reassure any women who are pregnant that have booked to attend Port Dunclet Hospital, that we're doing everything to ensure that the service is as safe as possible. If they do have any concerns, to contact the hospital about their care.
There is no commitment, Dr. Nash, at this point that you will be restoring or increasing services to be able to offer a service to all pregnancies, high risk or not.
Well, we're ensuring a safe service in Port Dunclet at the moment. To provide assurance to that is the movement of an additional group of higher risk women that have additional risk in pregnancy, that we can ensure that there's a safer service for those women, but also for the lower risk women who continue to have their care provided in Port Dunclet
Hospital.
Because
all pregnancies carry a risk, correct?
And, yes,
and,
absolutely.
And sometimes the risk isn't clearly identified until at some point along in the pregnancy, and sometimes not until the point of delivery.
No, you're absolutely right. There is no pregnancy without risk, and low risk women that are that would be considered low risk, kind of a high risk intrapartum care. And I think our key focus is on so that we can support the staff. We're the external management team remain in place, focus on implementing the pathways and providing training, support and oversight of the pathways to ensure that where low risk women have more unexpected complicated pregnancies, that we can ensure it's as safe as possible.
But if you're losing numbers of women coming to have their babies with you, if you're losing confidence, if you're losing the confidence of pregnant women, and up to 300 pregnancies a year gone out of what was already, and I think the words used in the report are only 1,400 deliveries a year, which was already seen by the review as low, are you going to lose staff as well?
Our hope is not, and I mean it is a challenge. I mean the birth rate is dropping. We need to. We have a number of small units in our region, but there are similar size units across the country. And I suppose that's part of engaging in the national, updating the national strategy on it. But our commitment, and I think, is that we want to ensure that the service is as safe as possible for the women attending there.
And I'm sure that's what you want to do. That's what you want to do. But my question, and it's based on what's in the review, is can you do that? Because the review says a unit delivering, and that word only, 1,400 babies annually, cannot provide the full range of maternity and newborn services. It is clear that units of this size find it difficult to attract permanent members of medical staff. They rely heavily on locum consultants, clinical risk in providing medical services in this way. And then they say, it is not possible to train midwives and doctors to an acceptable level of competence with such little on-call clinical exposure. You have a problem, and is it a problem that is going to get worse with even reduced numbers of births now?
It is a challenge and it is a problem. I mean, we're committed to trying to providing a safe service there. It is a challenge to make sure with reducing numbers that the service is safe. But also, I think we've made the decision to move the higher risk women from an overall safety. And there's, you know, we've done a risk assessment of the risks of maintaining the service as it currently is to moving the higher risk and supporting the unit in delivering lower risk women, some of which may have unexpectedly complicated deliveries. That we can support it with the external management team. And I suppose the larger national issue about smaller maternity units is something we'll engage with the national leadership with.
You have other problems as well, even moving high-risk pregnancies out. You have, and they're not citing this as a particularly high rate, but you have a 42% cesarean section rate. You have capacity issues, additional space promised. But there's no timelines on delivery of that additional capacity space that you badly need. Will it be delivered?
The majority of these high-risk women are likely to attend Galway. We do need to put additional theatre access to enable, because there is a higher cesarean section ratio in the higher-risk women. And our plan is that we would have this completed this year, substantial the movement of these higher-risk women, and the implementation team will be looking at it. As with all clinical care, there's nuances, complexities to the individual groups, and we want to ensure that there's clear pathways that we engage with the women, engage with the GPs referring women to the hospital, and that there's a safe pathway of transfer to Galway, or where if they're nearer another unit, either within our region or in the Dublin Midlands area, that we'll ensure that there's a safe pathway for these women to transfer.
In your area of governance, you cover West and North West. There are, I think, 5 maternity units that come under your clinical care, if you know, or your governance care. There are, this report says, issues in Portiuncla and in 11 other units, and they talk about general paediatricians as well delivering neonatal care. There's a need for further resources, reviews needed. Can you tell me that in the 5 other units that come under your governance, that those units do not have the same problems that have been highlighted in Portiuncla?
Yes, it is a challenge. I mean, the HSE West Northwest, the region that I'm responsible for, covers an area that's 1/3 of the country, but has a population about 1/6 of the country. So the result is that we need to deliver services in smaller units across a larger geography, and I suppose we have a very intensive monitoring process, both internally within our regional network of maternity services, but also reporting up nationally on metrics. And in my experience, is that looking across the the continuum of clinical care, maternity services, probably the most monitored services and the clearest metrics. And I think I'm assured that the other units, that there's no, that I'm not seeing anything of acute concern in the other units. Our focus, I think, unfortunately, has been on Port Yonkla over the last number of years to try and ensure that that the service is as safe as possible. And I think, I'd like to use this opportunity to reassure women that we put significant measures in place and continue to do it for those women due to attend Port Yonkla today or in the coming weeks. We have an external management team very actively managing it.
Put simply, if it was your daughter, your daughter-in-law, your wife, would you be recommending they have their baby in Port Yonkla?
Yes, we put in a process in place to ensure it's as safe as possible. And if they were deemed high risk, I would expect and want them moved to the unit that can facilitate more intensive monitoring and specialist care.
Dr. Pat Nash, Regional Clinical Director, HSC West and Northwest, thank you very much for your time this morning. It is 23 minutes past 8.